The Riding Mountain Half Marathon, 10 Kelvins, and 5 Kelvins races took place on the September 18 weekend. Verdun had a strong representation, some first-time participants there which excited Andrea Andrew, herself a longtime runner and the initial organizer of Verdun's 10K, 5 Kelvins and 3 Kelvins run. Andrew describes the course, giving a sense of what it was like at the Riding Mountain Run. We started off through the campground, then off to the golf course and back down Wasagaming Drive for the 10 Kelvins. It was really nice. A 10K is a lot more enjoyable than a half marathon, just because it requires less training. You can all round enjoy it more. The scenery, it was perfect running weather for sure. The event was organized by the Dauphin Rotary Club working with Parks Canada. Competitors from Reston, Melita, Pearson, Bertle, Hamiota, and Oak River also ran in these races that drew participants from as far away as Saskatchewan, Ontario, and a BC name even appeared on the results list. Half marathon. Two Verdun runners who took on that nearly 22 Kelvins challenge of the half marathon were Shailen Langlois, 1 hour 52 minutes and 1 second placing 26th, and Michael Fitzgerald finished at 2 hours 11 minutes and 52 seconds. Of Reston, Maria Elizabeth DeVos ran a 2 hours 29 minutes and 54 seconds race to finish 70th out of 81 participants. The winner was Winnipegger Daniel Heschuk, who led the pack with a time of 1 hour 6 minutes and 47 seconds. Andrew noted that Shailen Langlois just started competitive running and this Riding Mountain event was her third half marathon this year. 10K run. Verdun runners in the 10 Kelvins race were Andrew Morden, who finished in 12th place among the field of 121 runners with a time of 47:38. Andrea Andrew finished 20th with a time of 52:21. Brock Andrew, 54:10, finished within the top third and, Lana Hutchison, 58:50, within the top half of the field. Two from Reston, Harold and Jennifer White, also finished the 10K, as did Oak Lake's Ellen Smith. 5K run, walk. In the 5 Kelvins event, Jennifer Cochran placed 13th with 28:02 and Courtney Eilers was 32nd with 34:37, both well up in the pack of 81. For Jennifer Cochran and Courtney Eilers, it was their first such run. "I never ever thought I could ever accomplish something like this," says Eilers. "I actually went there with my coach, Nathan Corrigal from Southwest Strength in Melita." Eilers found the Riding Mountain run inspiring for a couple of reasons. "It was pretty, for sure," she said of the scenic Clear Lake setting, "but there's more. My grandma had a cabin there and my mom grew up there as a youngster. So felt like I had Grandma Edna with me. I used that as motivation as she never had a license and walked everywhere." She's considering trying for the longer race, the 10K, next year.